Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Colorado State coming off of a nice win, a huge win over St. Mary's the other day, 62-60. Got a big one coming up against USC tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU Rams head coach Nico Medved. But coach, before we get into that, I love that you posted the picture of you guys all in that convenience store, because I think all of us have spent way too much time judging all of you for what you grabbed, what you actually purchased at that convenience store.
No, it's a fun tradition that I had started, and whenever we can do that on a road win, we try to go and have a snack time. It's fun. The guys look forward to it. They have fun with it. I think in all transparency, what happened, we wanted to take a picture, and some people really struggling with what to go with, because the rule is you get two snack max, and so some guys, we wanted to take a picture, just grab something, but the best is Cooley grabbing the Raisin Bran. That's the first thing he got there. I can confirm, I don't think that's what he actually purchased, but he'll never live that down. Oh, I know that.
It is absolutely the best. That's the one that sticks out. Everybody else, you're looking around, whatever. But then you look at this Raisin Bran thing. Oh, it's hilarious. But that's a good point. People were scrambling, and they were just looking for maybe something to make the photo op look good.
It worked. The photo op, it worked, man. So, no, it was fun times, man. Those are the moments that you remember, you know, when you're as a team and as a group. And that's a fun tradition we like to do.
Coach, what did you go for here? I've got it pulled up. I can't really. Is that something pineapple-y? What do we got there?
No. That's a Häagen-Dazs.
Oh, my goodness.
Ice cream bar. Like, that is, yeah, that's a go-to. If you asked my wife, she could have said, well, if he's going to go pick one thing, I'm going to go with the ice cream sandwich. And that's a quality ice cream sandwich when you're talking the real Häagen-Dazs ice cream, milk chocolate. It doesn't get much better than that.
Well, I love that. I think I loved it. I remember you guys did it last year too, right? I think it's such a great thing. You said you started that tradition. So much fun. And again, it just speaks to the togetherness that you guys have with this crew, with this group. And my goodness, coach, that was a huge victory against St. Mary's. I mean, this team, we you know, a couple of weeks ago, you're wondering what this team's going to be. You're just recently getting Isaiah Stevens back into the fold, and he's starting to rock and roll back to his old self. But to come away with a win like that against a tough St. Mary's team, a tough St. Mary's defense, I mean, that had to feel pretty good.
It felt great. I'm really proud of our guys. It's been a you know, I don't know the adjective I'm looking for, but a weird year. We've had just so many guys in and out of the lineup, and it's been really difficult to find any continuity. And then we were without two more guys. You know, Jalen Lake and Tavy Jackson had you know, injuries in practice. Good news, we were going to start to get Josiah Strong back, but you know, these guys they never flinched. And we had a great week of practice, and I thought we really responded to the challenge, and you know, had to make a few adjustments kind of on what we were going to do and how we were going to play. And the guys just came out and showed a ton of fight, and that's a great win, as good of a win as we've had around here. And I'm just proud of the guys for how they responded and played lights out.
Well, you mentioned two of those guys, Tavy Jackson and Jalen Lake, you know, two important pieces to what you're doing. I think a lot of fans are really excited about the prospect, too, of Tavy Jackson, what he's going to ultimately do as he grows up with Colorado State. But another guy you mentioned getting him back into the mix was Josiah Strong, and we have heard so much about how good of a player he's going to be for you guys, but just getting him back in the mix, I know that was difficult at first to figure out when he was going to be able to suit up for you guys.
Yeah, it's great. And you know what, we get to give him some grace. It's going to take him some time to obviously haven't played really meaningful minutes for so long and has missed so much practice. He had a great week there during finals week and starting to work his way back. And I think what fans will start to see is he really can have a huge impact for our team on the defensive end. He's a shot maker that's proven he can do it at this level. It's just going to take him a little time to get into a rhythm, and but it was great to have him back. And I thought he played some great defense for us, brought a lot of energy. And he's just going to get better and better as he gets more and more minutes.
Talking to CSU head coach Nico Medved. Coach, that game was just back and forth. I mean, tied up at the half, and then you hold on there at the end. That was kind of a wild sequence of events, too. I mean, they're starting to foul. You go to the free throw line. Then there's turnovers left and right. Just keeping your head about you at the end when things get a little wacky. I mean, that's mentally tests you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it was not a work of art, I don't think, for either team down the stretch. But, you know, the one thing you learn is you got to stay in the moment. And when something happens, and we had a couple of great looks, open looks that Isaiah created for us late that didn't go down, that, you know, maybe would have given us a little bit of a breathing room. Those things happen. We obviously had a key turnover on the press. But like we told our guys, hey, next play, you don't got time to dwell on it. And I thought, you know, in fitting fashion, we had a couple of just huge defensive sequences there at the end, just individual one-on-one, tremendous defense to force them to miss, and came up with it. And Isaiah, we did want him to miss the free throw at the end. I gave him a hard time after. Man, I thought when it left his hand, he was going to airball it, but he did it in just beautiful fashion. And I'll say this, Isaiah Stevens was just, I don't have enough good adjectives to say how he played in that game. He was just phenomenal and played 39 minutes or so and was just terrific all night long, and just, I thought, really willed his team to victory.
Well, he didn't waste any time getting a Mountain West Player of the Week either. He's only been back for a few weeks, and boom, just like that, that was a heck of a game by him down the stretch, and that's what you want, Coach, right? I mean, you have those guys that are your team leaders, but also the, you know, your physical leaders out there on the floor coming up big when you need them most.
Yeah, coming up big. And I thought just even from beginning to end, he just really had a great presence about him and feel, and really looked like himself out there controlling it on both ends for us. And he was absolutely phenomenal. And I thought a lot of other guys really stepped up. A guy like Baylor Hebb, I thought his defense was just gritty, and we needed all of it. And, you know, again, with some guys out, a guy like him to step up and, you know, play the role that we needed him to play. And I thought he had some just phenomenal defensive possessions for us. And again, we don't win the game without those. And so, again, what a great team performance and something to build on. But that was Sunday. Today's Tuesday, and we can't be reading our press clippings about that game. We've got to quickly move on, and we've got to keep getting better because, you know, we played far from perfect against St. Mary's, and the key to this whole deal is to stay in the moment and keep improving.
Well, a big test, as you mentioned, as you're turning the page, looking forward to tomorrow, going up against a very good USC team. And then, of course, after that, you get a little bit of a break before conference play. But I know for you, Coach, I mean, these non-conference games, obviously they mean a lot because when we're looking at the quad ones, quad twos, and all that, but it does give you a real chance to get your team honed in before you jump in to the big conference play. So this is another battle for you guys coming up tomorrow night. It's a good basketball team.
It's a good basketball team. Obviously, USC is incredibly talented. They just beat, you know, 19-ranked Auburn the other night, so maybe they had their best performance of the year. You know, we had our best performance of the year, so two teams who are coming off playing very, very well. Huge game for both teams on that way, and so, you know, curious to see how we can respond, you know, after that big win. Looks like we'll still be shorthanded going into that game, but that's okay, and we'll find a way to compete. But this is going to be a real challenge for us. They're long, they're athletic, they got a lot of guys who can put the ball in the basket, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now, and hopefully we've taken some confidence as well from the game against St. Mary's, and should be a heck of a test. But, you know, we scheduled a difficult non-conference schedule, but we do that for a reason, you know, to give us opportunities and to prepare ourselves for Mountain West play, and I clearly feel like we've done that this year.
Well, you have. I mean, sitting at an 8-4 record, that is nothing to sneeze at all. I know there was that stretch, though, and that's what's amazing to me, Coach, is to bounce back. Because sometimes you see teams lose a couple of games that they really want to win, local matchups, the CU situation. But then to bounce back, that to me, sometimes that test right there can be bigger than the actual loss, you know, the week before. So to be able to battle back like that against against St. Mary's is huge. And you know what? We'll see what you guys can do against USC. And I'm excited about that conference play, too. I always love watching Mountain West basketball.
Yeah, and you know, on paper, you know, the league looks stronger than last year. And, you know, and it's not going to get – listen, I mean, right out of the gate, we're at the Pit, right? So maybe the team that's playing the best basketball in our league right now is New Mexico, who's 11-0. And, you know, we've got to go right there right off the bat. But, you know, why not? So we're going to have to go there at some point. And what a great way to get Mountain West play started. But, again, that seems like – you know, that seems like so far off in the distance when I'm watching Southern Cal play and we're getting ready to go practice here today in Phoenix, and all our attention is on them. Our guys are excited to have another great opponent to play against, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow night.
I can't wait for this one. I've had this one circled for a while, so I'm looking forward to that. Another game I had circled, Coach, is Memphis at Denver tonight. David Roddy's in Colorado. You're not in Colorado. David Roddy is, but I know you've been following along in his career, and man, Memphis is real. He's not just a rookie. He's a big part of what they're doing there.
Nah, he's really playing well, and he's got a great role on a You know, I think I looked, they have the best record in the West right now. I think they just took that over. If not, they're right there. And he's playing a major role for them. And I know I won't be there. I know my girls, Erica and the girls, they're going down to Denver.
Nice.
The girls are just excited to see David play. And, you know, we may even see David in Phoenix. I think they play the Suns here a couple of days later. So I don't know exactly how that's going to look, but we're all following him close. He's part of the family, and we're so proud of him. And I hope he enjoys the heck out of tonight there in Denver, because that's going to be cool. I mean, a lot of people there cheering him on.
No question. You're right. Memphis is number one. Denver's number two. So even without the Roddy effect, this is a big game. You throw David Roddy in there, man, it's exciting throughout the state of Colorado. So this should be fun. Coach, tomorrow night should be fun. Love watching this program, and we'll look forward to catching up with you down the road. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thanks, Brady. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Nico Medved, CSU head basketball.